Part 3, Chapter 2. Numph was nervous. He looked at Turl uncertainly as the security chief entered.
Mutiny,
said Numph.
Not so far,
said Turl.
What do you have there?
Turl yanked on the lead rope to pull Johnny from behind him.
I wanted to show you the man thing.
Numph sat forward at his desk and stared. A nearly naked, unfurred animal. Two arms, two legs. Yes, there was fur on its head and lower face. Strange ice blue eyes.
Don't let it pee on the floor.
Look at its hands. Manually adept.
You sure there's no mutiny?
Said Numph.
The news was released this morning. I haven't heard any response from two continents yet. The mine site's there.
They probably aren't very pleased, but no mutiny yet. If you look at these hands...
I'll watch the ore output carefully. They might try to cut that down.
Won't mean anything. We're pretty short of personnel. There are no maintenance mechanics left in transport. They've all been transferred to operations to up production.
I'm told there's widespread unemployment on the home planet. Maybe I should pull in more personnel.
Turl sighed. Bumbling fool.
With reduced pay and no bonuses, and this planet being as awful as it is, I shouldn't think you'd get many takers. Now this animal here.
Yes, that's so. I should have brought in more personnel before we cut the pay. You sure there's no mutiny?
Turl plunged.
Well, the best way to halt a mutiny is to promise upped production. And within a year, I think we can replace 50% of our outside machine and vehicle operators with these.
Damn, he wasn't getting through.
It hasn't peed on the floor, has it?
Said Numph, leaning forward to look.
Really? That thing smells bad.
It's these untanned hides it wears. It doesn't have any proper clothes.
Clothes? Would it wear clothes?
Yes, I believe it would, your planet ship. All it has right now is hides. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of requisitions here.
He advanced to the desk and laid them there for signature. Leverage, leverage. He didn't have any leverage on this fool.
I just had this place cleaned. Now it will have to be ventilated thoroughly. What are these things?
He added, looking at the requisitions.
You wanted a demonstration that this man-thing could operate machines. One of those is for general supplies, and the other is for a vehicle.
They're marked urgent.
Well, we have to raise hope fast if we want to avoid a mutiny.
That's so.
Numph was reading the whole requisition form, even though he had seen thousands of them.